This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado are above 200 for the first time since late August. CPR's John Daly.
They're up 35 from the last week and have gone up every week for the last month. The test positivity rate is up to nearly 10%, doubling over the last 3 weeks. Dr. Michelle Barron is an infectious disease expert at UC Health. She says the increases come as other respiratory bugs like flu and RSV are spreading widely.
So respiratory viral season has begun, and it's begun with a vengeance.
She says it's uncertain whether this winter will rival the COVID waves of the last 2 years that sent more than 1,500 COVID-19 patients to the hospital. She says it'll depend on the severity of dominant variants. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Close to 1 million Coloradans have voted so far, according to the latest numbers from the Secretary of State's office. That includes a candidate for re-election, Senator Michael Bennet. He and his family dropped off ballots Wednesday.
I hope everybody votes. I'd really like to see Colorado go from being the second voter turnout state in the country to being number one.
A ballot containing an unknown powder caused a scare at the Adams County Clerk's office Wednesday. Testing by law enforcement later showed the powder wasn't a drug, an explosive, or biological agent, but officials couldn't fully identify it. Authorities say if the ballot is safe, it will be counted as normal. If it's not safe, the county will reach out to the voter to try to ensure their vote is counted another way. Three former police officers and two paramedics from Aurora charged in the death of Elijah McClain are expected to enter pleas today in an Adams County courtroom. The five defendants face felony charges, including criminally negligent homicide in McClain's death. The 23-year-old died a few days after officers forcibly restrained him during an arrest in 2019, and paramedics gave him a large dose of ketamine. Across the metro area, things ought to be clearing up through the day. Highs close to 40 around Denver and Aurora this afternoon, then warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.